Hear the word of the Lord in the book of Numbers, parts of chapters 13 and 14. And they came to the brook of Eshcol, and cut off from there a sprig with one cluster of grapes, and they bore it between two on a pole. And they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the brook Eshcol, which means cluster of grapes, because of the cluster of grapes which the sons of Israel cut off from there. And they returned from exploring the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the sons of Israel to the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and returned with word to them and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they described it to him and said, "We came to the land to which thou didst send us, and it even flows with milk and honey, and this is her fruit. Nonetheless, the people are strong, dwelling in the land, and the cities are fortified and very great. And also we saw the sons of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and at the space of the Jordan." And Caleb made the people keep silent before Moses and said, "Going up, let us go up and possess it, for prevailing we will prevail over it." But the men who went up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought out an evil report of the land which they had explored to the sons of Israel, saying, "The land which we have passed through to explore is a land that eats up those who dwelling in her, and all the people that we saw in the midst of it are men of measure. And there we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, who come of the Nephilim. And we were in our own eyes as grasshoppers, and so we were in their eyes." And all the congregation lifted up and put their voice, and the people wept in that night. And all the sons of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And all the congregation said to them, "Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in this wilderness. And why has Yehovah brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our infants should be for plunder? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt?" And they said, a man to his brother, "Let us put some on his head, and let us return to Egypt." And Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the sons of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were of those who explored the land, rent their garments. And they said to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, "The land that we passed through to explore is a very, very good land. If Yehovah delight in us, then he will bring us to this land and give it to us, a land that flows with milk and honey. Only do not revolt against Yehovah, and do not fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their shadow is removed from upon them, and Yehovah is with us. Fear them not." But all the congregation said to stone them with stones. And the glory of Yehovah appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation to all the sons of Israel. We also read from the Arcana Celestia 27:14 about the meaning of the wilderness of Paran, where this story took place. All the journeys of the people in the wilderness mean the state of the church militant or struggling, and its temptations, in which a man succumbs, but the Lord conquers for him. Consequently, their travels mean the temptations and victories of the Lord himself. And because the Lord sustained temptations by reason of his divine human, in a similar way, the wilderness of Paran here means the Lord's divine human. This is also the meaning of these words. The people afterward journeyed from Hazeroth and pitched their camp in the wilderness of Paran. And Yehovah spoke to Moses, saying, "Send men and let them explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the sons of Israel." And Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran, as spoken by the mouth of Yehoah. And they returned and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the sons of Israel to the wilderness of Paran in Kadesh. And they brought back word to them and showed them the fruit of the land. Their starting out from the wilderness of Paran and exploring the land of Canaan means that through the Lord's divine human, the sons of Israel, that is, the spiritual, have access to the heavenly kingdom meant by the land of Canaan. But their faltering also at that time means their weakness. On account of their weakness, the Lord fulfilled all things in the law and endured temptations and conquered, so that those who are in the faith of charity, as well as those who undergo temptations in which the Lord conquers, may have salvation from his divine human. This also explains why when the Lord was tempted, he was in the wilderness. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.